الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا وإن الدنيا عرض حاضر يأكل منه البر والفاجر ألا وإن الآخرة أجل صادق يقضي فيها ملك عادل قادر يحق الحق ويبطل الباطل ألا وإن الخير كله بحذافيره في الجنة ألا وإن الشر كله بحذافيره في النار ألا فاعملوا وأنتم من الله على حذر واعلموا أنكم معروضون على أعمالكم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama ikram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah's greatness, Allah's azmat, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal, this is wara'ul wara, beyond human comprehension. Akbar min kulli kabir, aqwa min kulli qawi, a'az min kulli aziz, a'azam min kulli azim, ajal min kulli jaleel, greater than anything with greatness, more majestic than anything with majesty. More powerful than anything with power, more mighty than anything with might, more glorious than anything with glory. وَهُوَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَهُ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَهُ He is the ilah of the heavens, He is the ilah of the earth. This is a gathering of youngsters, generally those who are embarking on the initial stages of their life. One of the primary dictates, ambitions, goals, is to acquire knowledge. The reality, my respected brothers, is where does knowledge start? What is knowledge? Knowledge in Arabic, the word is ilm. Allah, in the imperative, commands us in the Quran, i'lam, acquire knowledge. Get ilm. Get knowledge, Allah commands. But, and we find that this verse, Allah says, fa'alam, fa'alam. Fa, Mufassirin explain. They say this word fa in Arabic. Allah did not say wa'alam or thumma i'alam. Wa'alam, thumma i'alam. That allows a little bit of delay. Allah brings the word fa. Fa biman al-four. Awwalu ilm. Tasarra'u. Ta'allamu. All this is contained. In other words, there is an emergency. This is an immediate requirement. Knowledge starts here. This is awwalu ilm. This is the reality of knowledge. This is alif ba ta tha. This is true knowledge. Fa'alam. What is it, O my Allah? Annahu la ilaha illallah. Rabbul mashriq wal maghrib. La ilaha illahu. Huwallahu alladhi la ilaha illahu. Wa ilahukum ilahu wahid. La ilaha illa huwa ar-Rahmanur Rahim. فإن تولوا فقل حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو know and understand it is only Allah. Allah's azmat, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal, Allah's greatness, Allah's majesty. This is bahrun la sahila lahu. This is a limitless ocean. Allah's muazzin, 5 times every day. Just now we heard the azan, this proclamation of Allah's greatness. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Literally translated, Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. Allah is the most magnificent. Allah is the most glorious. Ask ourselves this question, this call, Allahu Akbar. What is the effect on the heart? What is the realization on the heart? How many of us have identified with who is Allah? How many of us, our hearts are brimming over with the recognition of Allah? Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest. Does it mean that the earth is small and Allah is big? Does it mean the sun is small, Allah is big? Stars are small, Allah is big? Ulama explained, they say that is ye to bachcho wali yaqeen. This is the yaqeen and conviction of little children. Earth is small, Allah is big. Sky is small, Allah is big. This type of comparison, this is for little children. Allah loves this also. Allah loves that His praises should be sung. Allah's kalam, Allah's Quran begins with this. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, all praise belongs to Allah. Ama inni lam akhluqkum li astakthira bikum min qilla, wala li astanisa bikum min wahsha, wala li astaina bikum ala amrin qad ajastu an. Hadith Qudsi. Allah says, I did not create you because we numbered few and we wanted to increase our numbers. I did not create you because we were lonely and we wanted company. I did not create you because there was some task that was too difficult for us to carry out and we needed helpers and assistance to carry out that task. No. Ama inni lam akhluqkum li astakthira bikum min qilla wala li astanisa bikum min wahsha wala li astaina bikum ala amrin qad ajastu an innama khalaqtukum lita'buduni tawila wa tadhkuruni kathira wa tusabbihuni bukratan wa asila. Allah says, I created you so that you worship me. I created you so that you sing my praises. I created you so that you glorify me. I created you so that everything around us, whatever you see is inviting you to Allah's greatness. Whatever you hear is inviting you to Allah's greatness. Whatever you ponder about is inviting you towards Allah's greatness. This is bahrun la sahila lahu. It's a limitless ocean. Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest. What is the reality of this? These are not comparisons. Normally, human beings, our psyche is conditioned like this. We tend to do comparisons. If you want to talk of very, very fast, they say faster than the wind. Very, very bright, brighter than the sun. Very, very beautiful, more beautiful than the moon, or more beautiful than the stars. These are comparisons. Our psyche is made up like that. But Allah Zat, Allah's being, Allah's greatness, Allah's majesty, laysa kamithlihi shay. There are no comparisons with Allah. Imagine whatever you want, you will never be able to imagine the greatness of Allah. 2 verses of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala explains this. Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. Allah's azmat, bring this alive on our tongues. Bring the dhikr of Allah, the mention of Allah, the talk of Allah in our schools, in our universities, the direction to acquire Allah, the way to get the closeness of Allah, the way to get the love of Allah. Today, you look at human beings. We are made up like that. We know there's a famous tournament going on. Reality, as ulama will sit on the minbar, will denigrate it. We'll say 22 people chasing behind a piece of pigskin. What's the big deal? Who's getting rich? Only the bookmakers in reality. Stupendous amounts of money. But Today, everywhere you go, in every environment, what's the talk? This team, that player, this player. What is this? This is a manifestation of that which has become precious and beloved to us. If we love fashion, we'll talk about fashion. If we love sports, we talk about sports. If we love cars, we talk about cars. Human beings are designed like that. Allah has made us like that. We are coming into this maidan, this field, this environment. It's not being said to us. It's not being said to us, speak, give da'wat, speak of Allah's greatness. We don't have to be trained to do this. What is the reality? This is the road to acquire Allah's love. You want to connect with Allah. You want this heart to be brimming over with Allah's love. A condition for this, a requirement for this is start speaking about Allah. Speak about the greatness of Allah. Speak about the majesty of Allah. Speak about the glory of Allah. How limitless a ocean is this? Coming back to what I was mentioning, two verses of the Quran. Allah says, قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَن تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي وَلَوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا وَلَوْ أَنَّ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ أَقْلَامٍ وَالْبَحْرُ يَمُدُّهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ سَبْعَةُ أَبْحُرٍ مَا نَفِدَتْ كَلِمَاتُ اللَّهِ وَلَوْ أَنَّ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah says, مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ, if all the trees on the surface of this earth have to be turned into pens. Many times before I've mentioned this expression, مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ does not refer to the trees that are currently on the earth. They estimate there are 3 trillion trees on the earth now. This means from the time Allah created the earth. How old is this universe? Scientists estimate 14.7 billion years. There's other estimations also, 23 billion years, 24 billion years, based on carbon dating. True or untrue, Allah knows best. But hypothetically, if you have to assume the universe is 14.7 billion years of age, every tree that ever existed on the surface of the earth from the time it was created, the current 3 trillion trees, every tree that will grow till Qiyamah, Quran is saying, and then the earth itself, this 24,000 kilometer ball, 29% is land, 71% is ocean. The vegetation in the ocean is more than the vegetation on the land. مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ. Allah is saying, all this has to turn into tree. All these trees have to turn into pens. And then the waters of the ocean have to be turned into ink. Add another 7 oceans to that. And then say to the entire creation of Allah, say to insan, say to jinnat, that start writing now. Use the pens, use the trees that have become pens. Use the waters of the ocean that have become ink. Multiply the 7 times. The human brain, it said the average human being in his life will use about 6% of his brain. Some people 4 and 5%. We know in school also teachers are complaining, lazy, don't want to do this, don't want to do that. Depends on how much exertion you make. Einstein, when they exhumed his body, they found in his life he had used 11.2% of his brain. The question might arise that if in the average lifespan, 5, 6, 7% of the brain is being used, why did Allah give us such a brain? If most of it is going to sleep for the whole life, you're not really going to use it. Ulama explain, they say the reason Allah gave you a brain like this is not really for this dunya, Allah gave it to you for Jannah. Because in Jannah the brain will be opened up 100% for you to experience fully the joys and pleasures of Jannah. But in this world, 4, 5, 6%. Hypothetically, if Allah opens up the brain 100%, you are given lifespan of Nuh alayhi salam. And the whole of insan, current world population, they say the 8 billion child was born. True or untrue, Allah knows best. And I don't even know how they managed to count these figures. But in any case, maybe 8 billion insan, current world population. Every human being, start writing now. 100% mental capacity. The rest of Allah's creation, the trees, the birds, the insects, the animals, all this already Quran tells us, سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Everything in the heavens and the earth is making tasbih of Allah, is glorifying Allah, is praising Allah. Subbuhun, Quddusun, La ilaha illallahul malikul haqqul mubin. Every creation, wa in min shay'in illa yusabbihu bihamdi walakin la tafqahuna tasbihahum tusabbihu lahu samawatu sab'a wal ard wa man fihin. Quran tells us everything in the heavens, everything in the earth is making tasbih of Allah. Allah says to all these creations, insan and jinnah, that are writing my tarif, my greatness, my kalimat, my kibriyai, my jalal, my azmat, you give them talqeen, tell them what to write, so that they don't have to pause for 1 second even. They don't have to think. The rest of Allah's creation is telling them what to write. Now they are writing. The whole world population of insan, the whole population of jinnat, add the malaika to them. Jibreel, Mikael, Israfil, Israel. How many malaika did Allah create? How many malaika did Allah create? Allah tells us in the Quran, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّهُ. No one knows the armies of Allah besides Allah. Give one simple example. We can do a quick mathematical calculation. How many malaika did Allah create? It is said the Baytul Ma'mur is the Kaaba of the malaika. Every day from the time malaika were created, just now we heard, more than 14 billion years. Every day, 70,000 malaika make tawaf of Baytul Ma'mur. Qiyamah will come, one angel will not get a second chance. We can't count all these malaika. The head of the malaika, Jibrail, Mikael, Israfil, Israel. Then say to Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, Adam, Nuh, Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq, Yaqub. We know the galaxy. 25 or so names are mentioned in the Quran. But according to riwayat, one riwayat 124,000, one riwayat 200,000. Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, they also start writing using the trees that have become pens, using the waters of the oceans that have become ink, writing what? Kalimat of Allah, praises of Allah, kibriyai of Allah, jalal of Allah, azmat of Allah. Say to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Sayyidul awwaleen wal akhirin. His knowledge is such. Wahab bin Munabba, rahimahullah, says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى لَمْ يُعْتِ جَمِيعَ النَّاسِ مِنْ بَدْءِ الدُّنْيَا إِلَىٰ إِنْقِضَائِهَا مِنَ الْأَقْلِ فِي جَنْبِ أَقْلِهِ إِلَّا كَحَبَّةِ رَمْلٍ بَيْنَ رِمَالِ الدُّنْيَا. He said, if the combined uqul, intelligence of every human being from Adam alayhi salam to the last person to come before Qiyamah had to be pooled together and equated to one grain of sand, the aql, intelligence of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would be all the grains of sand of the earth put together. With that knowledge, what does Allah say? فَأَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى. مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي مَا الْكِتَابِ وَلَا الْإِيمَانِ وَلَكِنْ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُورًا نَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ نَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمُ. All these verses of the Quran, what are they telling us? Today, if a person wants to acquire knowledge, he uses means, he uses tools, he uses his senses, he uses his perception. He depends upon books, he depends on other people's experience. This is how a person acquires knowledge. That's why sometimes it's correct, sometimes it's incorrect. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, listen with the ears of iman, my respected brothers. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam's knowledge is that knowledge which was untainted by the human hand. There was no human interference. His knowledge came directly from the arsh of Allah. عَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمْ. And what knowledge? What knowledge? أَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى. This ma creates a meaning, limitless, such a knowledge. Such knowledge Allah opened upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that it is mind-boggling. Yet, despite having that knowledge, what does he say? Allahumma la astati'u thana'an alayk anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. The one whose name was Ahmad, Sammahu Ahmad. What does Ahmad mean? The one who praises Allah. He says, oh my Allah, I cannot praise you as you ought to be praised. You are as you have praised yourself. Say to Jinnat, say to Insan, say to the Malaika, say to Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, say to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam right now, write the kalimat of Allah, write the praises of Allah, write the kibriyai of Allah, write the jalal of Allah. How vast an ocean is this? How vast an ocean is this? Understand, my respected brothers, Allah's azmat, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal, one sifat of Allah, one quality of Allah. Time is very limited. We've been, Dr. Sahib, mashallah, in his elan just now, he said, don't worry, it's going to be a short bayan. My very good friend, Allah fill his qabr with Nool Ali Khan Sahib, some of you may have met him. He passed away a few years ago. He always used to say, the three rules of public speaking: stand up to be seen, speak up to be heard, and shut up to be appreciated. I always say, I'm still practicing on the third one. Putting a lengthy message briefly across, this is something, mashallah, some people have the ability. This was a miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given one quality, one of his multitudes of miracles, was he was jawami'ul kalim. Jawami'ul kalim. What this means is that he sometimes would say one sentence, volumes would be written on one sentence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Example of this, I'm not going to go into the detail. The one hadith, he said, "Anzilun nasa manazilahum." Anzilun nasa manazilahum. Ulama say the whole of psychology is contained in this one hadith. Anzilun nasa manazilahum. Once Muhammad bin Shaybani, he was a scholar of hadith. He had written many books on the commentary of the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One day he's traveling. He's pulling a cart with him, loaded with the books that he wrote. There's one Jew standing on the roadside. He sees this. He asked the people, who is this person? They say, that's Muhammad bin Shayban, famous Muslim scholar. What's all that, what he's got in that cart? All the books that he wrote on the commentary of the words of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There and then this Jew accepted Islam. So the people said, bhai, what happened here? We just described, told you what's in the cart. Why you accepted Islam? What caused you to accept Islam? Beautifully put it in Urdu, ulama mentioned. They say, this Jew said, agar chote Muhammad ke paas itne ulum hai, to bare Muhammad ke paas kitne ulum honge. If the small Muhammad has got knowledge like this, what must be the knowledge of the big Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nevertheless, he himself says, Ya Allah, I cannot praise you as your... One example, one verse of the Quran, Allah describes his ilm, Allah describes Allah's knowledge. وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ It is said 40,000 malaika. 40,000 malaika accompanied the revelation of just this one verse. وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا رَتْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ الله أكبر. This is Quran. This is Quran. And when Allah introduces Quran, what does Allah say? ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ This is the book. لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ There is absolutely no doubt in this Quran, in this kalam. There is no doubt in it. هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ Allah says it is hidayat. It is hidayat for the people of taqwa. I'm digressing, because this is very, very important. The challenge that we face today in our schools, in our universities, every direction the forces of batil are working to do what? To create, to plant the seed of doubt. Plant the seed of doubt. Today they will show you unnatural behavior, where human beings behave worse than animals. Then to plant the seed of doubt, they'll say this is normal. Normal, natural inclination. This is normal, natural. And to question this, previously they themselves realized that this is immoral behavior. Person needs psychiatric treatment. Now, with the advancing of time to take us towards animalism, they will plant the seed of doubt. That's a natural tendency. Why do you question that? We have the Quran. We have the Quran. We have Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the challenge that faces us. Whatever is brought in front, if it conforms to Quran, If it conforms to Quran, amanna wa saddaqna, we will believe, we have accepted. If it goes against Quran, if it goes against the kalam of my Allah, if it goes against the ulum which came to us through Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the requirement? From inside, from the heart, from the depths of the heart. My respected brothers, the challenge that faces us is to with one voice negate that and bring iman on what the Quran says. Negate that and bring iman on what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said. Then this Quran will become hidayat. Then the Quran is hidayat. That is why the link. La rayba fi. Allah says no doubt. Hudal lil muttaqeen. Hidayat mentioned immediately thereafter. Why? Nowadays you'll travel to some first world countries, you'll go to some universities, first world countries. The dean of the Department of Islamic Studies, sometimes it's a scholar that wrote a matchless commentary on the Quran, yet he's a Jew, yet he's a Christian, sometimes he's an atheist, wrote a commentary, detailed commentary on the Quran, yet the same Quran was not hidayat for him. Why? Why? Because he did not fulfill the first condition. What condition? La rayba fi. La rayba fi. Every letter of this Quran, every harf of this Quran, every nukta of this Quran, this is kalamullah, this is tanzeel. Mimman khalaqal arda was samawati al-ula. Ar-Rahmanu ala al-arshi istawa. Lahu ma fi samawat, wa ma fi al-ard, wa ma baynahuma, wa ma tahta al-thara. Wa in tajhar bil qawl, fa inna هو يعلم السر وأخفى الله لا إله إلا هو له الأسماء الحسنى. This is تنزيل. وإنه لتنزيل رب العالمين نزل به الروح الأمين على قلبك لتكون من المنذرين بلسان عربي مبين. This is حاميم. والكتاب المبين إنا جعلناه قرآنا عربيا لقوم يعلمون بشيرا ونذيرا. This is تنزيل من الرحمن الرحيم. This is لا يأتيه الباطل من بين يديه ولا من خلفه تنزيل من حكيم حميد. This is أفلا يتدبرون القرآن ولو كان من عند غير الله لوجدوا فيه اختلافا كثيرا. Allah kept his name نور. Allah gave the Quran the name نور. Allah kept his name حكيم. Allah gave the Quran the name حكيم. Allah kept his name مجيد. Allah gave the Quran the name مجيد. قاف والقرآن المجيد ياسين والقرآن الحكيم واتبع النور الذي أنزل معه. This is Quran. To doubt one nukta, one harf, one letter, one exclamation, one statement of Quran is kufr. From inside, this la rayba fi. The school can say what it wants. University can say what it wants. The so-called archives of intelligence of the world can say what they want. Scientists can say what they want. Academia can say what they want. My Allah has spoken the truth. My Allah has spoken the truth. وَبِالْحَقِّ أَنزَلْنَا وَبِالْحَقِّ نَزَلْ ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمُ الْحَقِّ فماذا بعد الحق إلا الضلال وتمت كلمة ربك صدقا وعدلا لا مبدل لكلماته لا تبديل لكلمات الله إنه لقول فصل وما هو بالهزل. All these verses, one basic message. Don't be deceived. We want Jannat. We want Akhirat. We want to find Allah. We want Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be happy with us. My respected brothers, Quran is Haq. Take out any doubt from this heart. Take out any doubt. Take it out. Remove it from this heart. Whatever, whether we understand it, whether we don't understand it, la rayba fi, there is absolutely no doubt in what the Quran has said. Hudal lil muttaqeen. Then this Quran will become hidayat. Then this Quran is such, inna fil jannati nahran. اسمه ريان عليه مدينة من مرجان له 70,000 باب من ذهب وفضة لحامل القرآن. My Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in Jannah is one stream. Inna fil Jannati nahran. Its name is Rayyan. Above it is the palace of Marjan. Marjan has 70,000 doors made out of gold and silver. For who is this? For who is this? For who is this? لحامل القرآن. For the one who will devote himself to the Quran. Such a Quran this ummah was given. Coming back to this verse of the Quran, there is no doubt, there is no exaggeration, there is no ambiguity in Quran. Allah, in this one verse, 40,000 malaika accompanied His revelation. Allah opens up for us the ilm of Allah, the knowledge of Allah. وَعِنْدَهُ by Allah, مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ are the keys to the unseen. لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُ. No one has this knowledge besides Allah. And then Quran goes further to describe, this is da'wat, this is that talk that we have to bring on our tongues. This is where gali gali, ali ali, speak about Allah, the azmat of Allah, the greatness of Allah, the kibriyai of Allah, the jalal of Allah. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحَرِ. Take this one exclamation of Quran, one statement. وَيَعْلَمُ, Allah knows, مَا, مَا in Arabic means everything, living, non-living, animate, inanimate. يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحَرِ. Allah knows everything on the land, everything in the ocean. How many insects? Insects, one tiny creation of Allah. They say the two most intelligent insects, the one we are familiar with, one is ants, the other is bees. But how many different types of insects did Allah create? They say there are 10 million different types of insects. Just insects. One alam. 10 million different types of insects. How many insects did Allah create? He said the world population, if you put them on one pan of the scale, the weight of the insects is 70 times more than the weight of all the human beings. Ants. One tiny creation of Allah, one type of insect. There are 12,000 different species of ants. How many ants did Allah create? They estimate, they say 20 quadrillion. MashaAllah, they use very fancy terms. But layman's terms, understand what is quadrillion? They say take the number 20, add 15 zeros in front of it. That is the number of ants that Allah has created. Estimation. Make it even simpler. They say for every one human being, there are 2.5 million ants. What is Quran telling us? Hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ, join it with this. 20 quadrillion ants. My Nabi describes one ant. He says, late at night, dark. One is the cover of the darkness of the night. One is the cover of the darkness of the rock. One is the cover of one rock over another rock, the shadow and the shade. One is the cover of the color of the ant, which is black. Black night, black rock, black crevice, black silt. This ant is walking. Allahu Akbar. What does Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? He says, Yara dabiban namlatis sawda ala sakhratis samma fil laylatil dhalma. He says, my Allah's sight is such that Allah doesn't just see this black ant on a black rock on a black night. No. Dabib. Dabib is when the ant walks, it leaves behind an invisible imprint on the silt of the rock. That is Dabib. He says, my Allah sees that also. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحَرِ. Allah has knowledge of every ant, every insect, every worm, every virus. Coronavirus of the whole world put together will fit in one can. Every virus, every creation, move wider, birds, insects, animals, trees, industries, stars. How many stars? How many stars? The sun we look up is one star. Circumference of the sun, 1,394,000 kilometers. 1.3 million earths will fit in the one star. That is the sun. How many stars has Allah created? How many stars? They estimate again. Estimation. They say there's only light in the universe, 3 to 5%. That's all we can see. The rest of it is dark matter, dark energy. What is there we can't see? In this 3 to 5% that we can see, they estimate there are 7 sextillion stars. Again, fancy terms. What this means, take 7, add 23 zeros in front of it. That is the number of stars. You want to make it even more simpler? They say number of grains of sand on the earth multiplied by 10 times is the number of stars in 3% of the universe. Sama'ud dunya. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحَرِ. Everything in the land, Everything in the ocean is in the knowledge of Allah. إِنَّهَا إِن تَكُ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلْ فَتَكُنْ فِي صَخْرَةٍ أَوْ فِي السَّمَوَاتِ أَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَأْتِ بِهَا اللَّهِ. Join this verse with another verse where Allah says, that action which you do, if it is smaller than a grain of mustard seed. Quran uses the word dharra. What is dharra? Ulama explained, they say dharra is juz la yatajazza. Again, fancy term. What it means in simple terms, they say if you want to look for something very small, how do you discern which is the smallest particle? You divide something, and then you divide it, and then you divide it, and then you divide it, till it reaches a point where it becomes indivisible. Smallest possible particle. Previously they thought it was the atom. Now they found that million, the size of the atom is the proton and the neutron. So dharra, smallest possible particle. Allah says that action which you do, if it is equivalent to one dharra, hidden underneath a rock, somewhere in the heavens, somewhere in the earth, the knowledge of my Allah, ya'ti biha Allah, that day is coming, Allah will bring even this action in front of. Today it has become easy for us to disobey Allah. It has become easy for us to turn our backs on our Allah. It has become easy for us to look in other directions. Why? Because we haven't understood who is Allah. Shibli rahimullah used to say, Lo arafun nas. قَدْرَ عَظَمَةِ اللَّهِ مَا عَصَوْا. If the people had to come to know the extent of the azmat of my Allah, مَا عَصَوْهُ, it would become impossible for them to disobey Allah. Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, our beloved master, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this was the first effort in establish Allah's greatness in this heart. Bring Allah. And then, whatever challenge will come, whatever temptation will come, whatever invitation to wrong will come, we are insan. We are prone to error. We will make mistakes. But if we have found Allah, if Allah is in this heart, the doors of Allah's mercy are open. Hazrat Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali in his Hayatul Sahaba, he mentions one incident. Shabun Muta'abbid, there was a youngster who was always in the ibadat of Allah, always worshipping Allah. So much ibadat this youngster used to make that he even impressed Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Personality like Umar was impressed by this youngster. But this youngster, what was the temptation? Every day when he used to leave the majlis of Umar radiallahu ta'ala, as he used to go home, he used to pass by the home of a very, very beautiful woman. Ma taraktu fitnatan, adar ala rijal minan nisa. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I have not left behind any fitna, any test, any trial, any tribulation more harmful and more dangerous and more delicate for the men of this ummah than women. This test is there. We see it in our schools. We see it in our universities. When you go for gush to some of the universities nowadays, cry tears of blood. What is going on with our masturat? What type of environment? What type of temptation there is there? This girlfriend, boyfriend culture, this culture of intermingling. Today, unfortunately, there is a drive to halalize this. Make this halal, make this permissible. Islam is a contemporary religion. Islam keeps up with the times. Under the banners of gender equality, under the banners of feminism, under the banners of female emancipation, all types of fancy things from different directions. What is behind this? Break down this barrier. My respected youth, Kaan Khol Kar Sun Lena, listen with the ears of Iman. Allah has given you that jewel. Allah has given you that taqat. Allah has given you that power. There is Allahu Akbar, such a power Allah has blessed each one of you with, that the noor of it will outshine the sun. The power which Allah has given you, the power of it is such that Allah will subjugate the malaika for you. Allah will subjugate the powers of the heavens and the earth for you. You will have a direct link with the arsh of Allah. If you will develop this one power that I am speaking about, what power is that? The power to lower your gaze. Lower your gaze. Lower your gaze. Lower your gaze. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُدُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Allah commands us in the Quran, say unto the believers, lower your gaze. وَيَغُدُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. Guard your chastity. Lower your gaze. Guard your chastity. ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ. And this is purity for you. Such purity that will elevate you above the malaika. Many youngsters come. They say, Maulana, you know what? I can't concentrate in namaz. I hear about the virtue of tahajjud, waking up for tahajjud, getting up and crying before Allah at night. I just can't do it. I'm trying. I can't do it. Just as wudu is a condition for salah. Without wudu, there is no salah. Listen with the ears of iman, my respected brothers. For the sweetness of tahajjud, for the sweetness of salah, for the sweetness of tilawatul Quran, and don't make any mistake, Allah has kept that sweetness, that mazah, that ecstasy on the musalla in His ibadat, that wallah, in the dens of haram and vice and drugs and whatever else they are searching for, you will never taste this type of sweetness that Allah has kept on the musalla. Why? Because that lazzat, that ecstasy that Allah has kept in His ibadat, laysat min ad-dunya, it's not from this dunya. Innaha min al-jannah, it is from jannat. That lazzat Allah has kept in His ibadat is from jannat. Allah gives it to certain people in this world. Who? What is the road to that? What is the road to that? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, an-nadratu sahmun masmum min sihami iblis. An-nadratu sahmun mashum min sihami iblis. He said, this gaze, letting your gaze free, is one of the most poisonous of the arrows of shaitan. Man tarakaha min makhafati. Man tarakaha min makhafati. Man tarakaha min makhafati. Allah says, lower your gaze out of the fear of Allah. Bring Allah in front of you. Bring the consciousness of Allah. Bring the khawf of Allah. Many years ago when our jamaat was in Singapore. Singapore, that environment, Allahu Akbar. You don't know where to look also. You don't know where to look. The temptation in every direction. I met one youngster. Allahu Akbar. You could see the nur of iman on the face of this youngster. So I asked him, tell me a little bit about yourself. He says, you know, when I go to school, when I go to the universities, his job was such, he had to constantly go to the universities. He says, there the girls, Muslim girls are asking me, what are you, a sister hater? What's wrong with you? Why don't you look at us? Why are you looking down? What you can see down? What's there? What's down? Look at me. Look at me. Don't look down. He says, whenever they tell me that, he says, you know what? I have to look down. They say, what you can see down? He says, I can see the qabr. Man tarakaha min makhafati. Man tarakaha min makhafati. The one who will lower his gaze. Allahu Akbar. Coming back to that incident. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This youngster, every day he would go home. Beautiful woman. She tried everything to entice him towards haram. One day in a moment of weakness. Why we are insan? Weakness will come. Mistakes will come. Allah is very merciful. In a moment of weakness, he fell into her trap. Now he's entering her home. He's entering her home. As he's entering the home, the verse of the Quran comes in front. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. Allah describes the people of taqwa, those who have found Allah, those who have connected with Allah. Allah says, verily the people of taqwa, when the temptation of shaitan touches them, tadhakkaru. Allah says, we send a reminder, their imani ghairat rises up, their consciousness of Allah rises up, that my Allah is looking at me. And when this happened, فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ, immediately they desist. When this verse of the Quran came in front of this youngster, he was about to commit zina, about to commit that sin which iman doesn't even tolerate. It leaves the body of a person. That when the realization dawned upon him, this youngster fell down unconscious. This woman became afraid. With a servant, she carried him, left him at the door of his elderly father, knocked the door and went away. Father opened the door, he sees his unconscious son in front of the door. He calls the family people, they drag him inside the house. Then they revive him. When they revive him, the father is alarmed. My son, what happened? What happened? What happened? He says, oh my father, khair happened. Good happened. Allah blessed me. Allah was kind to me. Allah was merciful to me. So this father says, relate to me the incident. What actually happened? The youngster hesitantly describes what had happened. That every day this woman was trying to entice him. Today she was successful. But before he could go, before he could commit wrong, this verse of the Quran came in front of him. His father said, what was the verse of the Quran? What was the verse of the Quran? Again this youngster recites, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. Allah says, the people of taqwa, when the touch of shaitan will come, when the temptation of shaitan will come, we will remind them, they will be reminded. And when they are reminded, فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ, they will desist from the wrong. This time, when he recites this verse of the Quran, such an effect it has upon him that he breathes his last and he passed away. Father buries him. Family buries him. Next day, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala who comes to know what had happened. Umar like the wind. Umar, that personality whom my Nabi Salaam said, لَوْ كَانَ بَعْدِي نَبِيٌّ لَكَانَ Umar. If there to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar. Umar, when he hears about this, he goes to the grave of this youngster. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu stands in front of that grave and he says, يَا فَتَى O youngster, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّةً. For the one who will fear that day when he has to stand in front of Allah, temptation will be there. Temptation will be there. Haram will be in front. Whether it's that shaitan box in our homes which is polluting our families and our homes, whether it's the school, whether it's the napak environment, whether it's where we are working, every direction, temptation will be there. But the one who will have developed the consciousness of Allah, who will fear that day when he has to stand in front of Allah, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّةً. Allah won't give him jannat, Allah will give him two jannats. Allah will give him two jannats from the grave, from the grave, from the grave. The voice comes, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, Umar, Allah has given me both jannats. Allah has given me both jannats. Such a taqat, such a power Allah has given us. Every youngster has this power to draw from Allah's treasures, to connect with Allah, to subjugate to the malaika. Coming back to that hadith, Allah says, مَنْ تَرَكَهَا مِنْ مَخَافَتِي. Lower your gaze out of my khawf, out of my azmat, out of my recognition. One other incident comes to mind. Time is limited, but nevertheless, Umair bin Habib, rahimahullah, Allama ibn Kasir in his Bidayah wa Nihaya mentions this incident. It was the Banu Umayyah Khilafat. This Jamaat that was striving in the path of Allah is taken captive. Robust, young Arab youngsters. Nine of them, eight are made shaheed. Umair bin Habib was particularly handsome. The Roman king took a liking to him. So he offered him, my daughter, beautiful, young Roman princess. We can do the maths, visualize. I don't have to go into details. Beautiful, young Roman princess. Marriage to her, limitless wealth. Get married to my daughter, but abandon your deen. Abandon your religion. Umair bin Habib says to the Roman king, give me everything you want, everything you have. Not for one second will I abandon the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what he does? Puts him, locks him up in a room. Sharab is there. Pork is there. This beautiful young princess naked is put in the one room with Umair bin Habib. Imagine. One side, Arab youngster. Other side, beautiful Roman princess naked. This is like what? Fire and oil putting it together. But for conflagration to happen, for anything to happen, he has to look. He has to at least look. Allahu Akbar, such khawf of Allah, such khashiyat of Allah, such consciousness of Allah. 3 days, 3 nights pass. She tries everything. He doesn't even look at her. He doesn't even raise his gaze to look at her. Finally, after 3 days and 3 nights, exasperated, she doesn't know which way to turn. She says, what is the matter with you? What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? Why don't you look at me? Then he speaks and he says, there is one Zat and one being. Al-ghaybu indahu shahada. Was-sirru indahu alaniya. La ta'khudhuhu sina wala nawm. There is one Zat and one being. The secrets are known to him. The hidden is apparent to him. He does not sleep. He does not doze off. Ma kana rabbuka nasiya. My Rabb doesn't forget anything. La ya'zubu ar rabbika min mithqali dharra. Not one zarra is hidden from my Rabb. La tahsabanna Allah ghafila. My Allah is not ghafil. My Allah is not negligent of anything for 1 millisecond in the heavens and the earth. He says, oh woman, it is the fear of my Allah that does not allow me to look at you. This girlfriend, boyfriend culture, this culture of music, today we look at our youth, both ears are clogged. The body is jiving, shaking. To what? To haram music. What they say, music is food for the soul. Music is food for the soul. My respected brothers, that which my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Sadaqa Rasulullah, my Nabi spoke the truth. He said, Al-ghina yumbitu nifaqa fil qalb, kama yumbitu al-ma'u zara. He said, like how water will cause crops to grow. Listening to the haram music of this world will cause nifaq and hypocrisy to grow in your heart. Ulama say, what is the sign of this? You can't see the nifaq. You can't go to a doctor. He's not going to do an angiogram or do an ECG and tell you there's nifaq in the heart. What is the sign of this? Allah protect us. Ulama say, the sign of this is at the time of maut to recite kalima will become difficult. To recite kalima at the time of death will become difficult. These are intertwined. They go together. Music and shamelessness, music and behayai, music and awargi, looseness of the gaze, these are intertwined. Understand the harm, understand the harm. 2 hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Stay away from the haram music of this world. What will Allah give you? I'm joining the 2 hadith and presenting what the meaning that my Nabi presents. He says, "Ma min abdin yadkhulul janna illa wa yajlisu inda ra'sihi wa inda rijlayhi thintani min al-huril 'ayn." تغنيانه بأحسن صوت ما سمع الإنس والجن مثلها. The other hadith, أوحى الله تعالى إلى شجرة الجنة أن اسمعي عبادي الذين شغلوا أنفسهم عن المعازف والقينات فتسمعهم بصوت ما سمع الإنس والجنها my نبي والجن مثلها أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم my رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم said stay away from the haram women of this world. Allah says in the Quran, وزوجناهم بحور عين. We will marry you tomorrow to the women of Jannah, to the maidens of Jannah. Stay away from the haram music of this world. What will Allah give you? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in these 2 ahadith, he paints a picture. He says, that youngster that blocked his ears from the haram music of this world, Allah will appoint 2 hoors of Jannah to sit at his head and 2 hoors to sit at his feet. These are women of such indescribable beauty that the Quran does not get tired of describing them. وَحُورٌ عِينٌ كَأَمْثَالِ اللُّؤْلُؤِ الْمَكْنُونَ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ فِيهِنَّ خَيْرَاتٌ حِسَانٌ حُورٌ مَقْصُورَاتٌ فِي الْخِيَامِ لَمْ يَطْمِثْهُنَّ إِنْسٌ قَبْلَهُمْ وَلَا جَانٌ كأنهن الياقوت والمرجان، كأنهن بيض مكنون، عربا أدرابا. الله أكبر. So many verses. Just one or two descriptions Mufassirin have given. عربا أترابا. كواعب أترابا. عربا أترابا. They say متحببات. متعشقات. What this means in layman's terms, one of our Kabirin translates it like this. He says, women that have a PhD in giving ishq and muhabbat. Women that have a PhD in giving ecstasy. In the sway of her hips, just as she walks, in the sway of her hips, there will be 100,000 suggestions and invitations towards ecstasy. In aqbalat or adbarat, hiya muqbila. When she is walking towards you or walking away from you, she'll still be looking at you. What is the beauty? Allahu Akbar. Such beauty, it comes in the riwayat, that forget anything else, there will be such ecstasy in just looking that the first gaze, one riwayat 40 years, one riwayat 70 years, and there is even one riwayat 500 years. Just staring, transfixed, locked, mesmerized at the beauty of this woman. Such beauty Allah has given the women of Jannah. She will, this person, after looking and looking and looking, finally she's going to ask that, why are you only going to look? You will be so shocked that he'll say, who are you? Who are you? In other words, I couldn't imagine something like you existed. Who are you? What will she say? Ana zawjatuki wa hibbuk. I am your wife. I am your beloved. Women of dunya shouldn't get worried. They shouldn't get worried. Why? Because Allah has given the women of dunya 70,000 times more beauty than these women. But this beauty is such, today you get a youngster, mashallah. You know, somebody sent me a message the other day. Why do men prefer beauty to brains? Why do men prefer beauty to brains? The answer was given because they can see better than they can think. But sometimes you get a youngster, the background is not there. Totally inappropriate. Relationship will never work out. What he's doing is only looking at the eye candy. A lot of times youngsters say, you know what, Maulana, I want Miss Universe. I say, bye, go look at the mirror first before you look for Miss Universe. Because that Miss Universe also wants something. When she looks at you, watch. Imam Ismail Rahimullah was a great linguistic scholar. Great Imam. He was an expert in Arabic linguistics. The detail, I'm not going to go into the detail. Allah made it such that he wasn't easy on the eye. We won't use the term ugly. But he wasn't easy on the eye. And his Naseeb, his wife, was very beautiful. One day she's looking at the mirror. Then she looks at him. And she says, you know what, we both are Jannatis. She says, how you arrived at that conclusion? She says, you know what, every time I look at you, I make sabr. Allah is going to give me a jannat of sabr. Every time you look at me, you make shukr. Allah is going to give you a jannat of shukr. But today you say, the youngster looks, it's carried away. Parents say it's inappropriate. She has to be a mother. She has to look after. No. I'm madly in love. I'll kill myself. I'll commit suicide. I have to have her. So madly in love. That once the nikah takes place, what happens after that? 1 month later, he's crying. Now he's looking this way, looking that way. Women of Jannah, Allahu Akbar. That beauty is such. Allahu Akbar. One of our kafirin gives this example. He says, you know, first time I went to Canada, they told me, Monana, let me take you to Niagara Falls. So he said, okay, no problem, Niagara Falls. Let me go see what's Niagara Falls. So he went there, very impressed, Niagara Falls, beautiful waterfall, whatever. Second trip to Canada, they said, Maulana, you know what, you want to go to Niagara Falls? Come, we'll take you. He said, all right, one time I went, so it took him second time, went, saw Niagara Falls. Third time in Canada, they said, Maulana, you want to go? Hey, bye. It's only a waterfall. How many times are you going to take me there? That is the beauty of this dunya. No matter how beautiful, one time, second time, third time, fourth time, then you want a new model after that. Jannat by the qasam of my Allah who created Jannat. You will look transfixed at the beauty. When you look away and look back, it will have become 70 times more beautiful. Look away and look back 70 times more beautiful. Such a jannat. Such a jannat. Coming back to this riwayat, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, two hoors at the head, two hoors at the feet, the rest of jannat, the qusur, the anhar, the palaces, the rivers, the streams, this will form the background orchestra. This will form the background orchestra. They will start playing music. These hoors, two at the head, two at the feet, they will start singing. Start singing. If their faces have such beauty, what beauty Allah has kept in their voice? My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no insan, no jinnat has ever heard anything as magical and mesmerizing as the song of the women of Jannah. For whom is this? For whom is this? For whom is this? Sadaqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My Nabi said, it is for the one who will block his ears from the haram music of this world. Understand the loss. Understand the loss. Coming back to this incident, this young girl goes back to the king. Ayyuhal Malik, ila man arsaltani, to whom did you send me? Ila hajarin or hadidin, did you send me to a piece of steel? Did you send me to a piece of stone? La ya'kul wa la yanzur, he doesn't eat, he doesn't look, but this reaction affected the heart of this kafir young girl. She said, you are a jewel of humanity. She went back to that youngster and she said, you are a jewel of humanity. I take an oath. I will never allow you to perish. What she does, historically it is recorded, late that night, she prepares some halal food. She prepares a horse. She goes to this youngster. She breaks him free. And then she tells him, keep the certain star on your right hand side and start traveling. Travel at night. Don't travel at day. This is the provisions. Eventually you will reach Iraq. You will reach back to where you came from. The enemy worked for the emancipation of that youngster. Such was the effect of iman. Such was the effect of deen. Such was the effect of adherence to the commands of Allah. Coming back to that hadith, man tarakaha min makhafati. Allah says, lower your gaze. Lower your gaze. Lower your gaze out of the khawf of Allah. And what is the jewel Allah will give you? Bad nazri, freedom of gaze. My respected brothers, my respected youth, listen with the ears of iman. Freedom of gaze is such a poison, such a poison, such a poison. There is no serum for that poison. Freedom of gaze is such a darkness. There is no darkness like that in this world. Freedom of gaze, 1,000 Junaid Baghdadis put together will never be able to guide you if you will allow your gaze to become free. 1,000 shaitan will never be able to deviate you if you will lower your gaze. My Allah promises, ma min muslimin yanzuru ila mahasin imra thumma yaghuddu basara illa ahdatha Allah lahu biha ibadatan yajidu halawatahu fi qalbihi. That person who will lower his gaze, both hadith to put together, what is the mafhum of the hadith, not literal translation, Allah says, I will give you jannat on this earth. I will give you jannat in my ibadat. I will give you jannat in tilawat of Quran. I will give you jannat in fasting. I will give you jannat in tahajjud. I will give you jannat in striving in the path of Allah. I will give you jannat in taking the name of Allah if you will lower your gaze. Lower your gaze. This boyfriend, girlfriend culture, this intermingling is a poison, such a poison that today Allah protect us even after nikah, the door to zina is not closing. Why? Because of this intermingling. Allah has created this barrier. Allah has created this barrier. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at his example. Look at the chastity. Look at the piety. Look at the day of Rasulullah, the night of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is the cry of our elders. Again, I am digressing. Every one of the youth here, make this ahad, make this promise that inshallah, from today onwards, we are going to establish the halqa of ta'ala in our home. Say inshallah. Every one of us. Today in the homes, today we know what is there. We don't like to talk about these things. Techno gadgets, plasma screens, instruments of zina. Zulmat has entered the homes of the ummah. Zulmat has entered the home. The other day, yesterday in Jummah, I was mentioning, a few years ago, our Jamaat was in Jiza. That's a small village in Jordan. To get there, to get to that village, literally, it was such a thin, such a road up a mountain pass. In a bus we were going, that at times we thought that bus is going to topple over the side of the mountain. Right, this place was so backwards, it seemed like the clock of time had passed it by. I remember in that town we went for Gush, we met one person. One person was living inside a cave, literally inside a cave. His home reminded us of Sahaba. There was no furniture. His bed was a slab of stone. And on it was just a thin chadar or cloak. That was his bed. There was nothing else. One primer stove in his house. Nothing else. And yet, in this backward village, that level of poverty, home by home, the satellite dish was there. That is the extent to which batil is working. That is the extent to which batil is working. We have to wake up to the reality. We have to wake. We are the ummah of the Quran. We are the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Coming back to that verse of the Quran, I'm running out of time. Allah opens up before us the ilm of Allah, the knowledge of Allah. Wa indahu mafatihul ghayb. By Allah are the keys to unseen. La ya'lamuha illa hu. No one but my Allah knows this. Wa ya'lamu ma fil barri wal bahr. Everything on the land, everything in the oceans is in the knowledge of Allah. Allahu Akbar. Then what does Allah say? وَمَا تَسْكُتُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا. This is Quran. This is Quran. This is Haqq. Such is the knowledge of my Allah. That Allah says, currently they estimate 3 trillion trees on the earth. Not a single leaf falls from a single tree, but it is in the knowledge of Allah. وَمَا تَسْقُتُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ. You look at the ground, what you see? Sand. Dig underneath, it's total darkness. There's no light there. Quran says, there isn't a grain in the zulmat and the darkness of the earth, except that it is in the knowledge of Allah. Wala ratbin, wala yabisin. There isn't a green or a fresh thing. There isn't a dry or a withered thing. Illa fi kitabin mubin. Except that is Allahu Akbar. Not just in Allah's knowledge. Allah says, fi kitabin mubin. Recorded. Kullu saghirin, wa kabirin, mustatar. Every small, every large, every significant, every insignificant. Every creation of Allah. Every mosquito, every ant, every worm, every insect, every virus. Mustatar, its existence is written down, recorded by Allah. We haven't understood who is Allah. We haven't. This is awwalu ilm. This is where knowledge starts. Bring Allah's azmat. Bring Allah's kibriyai. Bring Allah's jalal. Wasi'a kursiyuhu samawati wal ard. Wasi'a sam'uhu al-aswad. Tabarakalladhi. Wasi'a sam'uhu al-aswad. Ahata basaruhu bi jamil mar'iyat. Allahu ya'lamu ma tahmilu kullu untha. Wa ma taghidu al-arham. Wa ma tazdad. Wa kullu shay'in 'indahu bi miqdar. عالم الغيب الشهادة الكبير المتعال سواء منكم من أسر القول ومن جهر به ومن هو مستخف بالليل وسارب من نهار إن ربكم الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في 6 أيام ثم استوى على العرش يغشي الليل النهار يطلبه حثيثا والشمس والقمر والنجوم مسخرات بأمره ألا له الخلق والأمر تبارك الله رب العالمين إن القوة لله جميعا لله الأمر من قبل ومن بعد. The whole Quran is this. Allah's azmat, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal. Do not deprive ourselves of this. This Hazrat Mawla Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, the first bid'at that came into the ummah was the taking of the name of Allah without the greatness of Allah in the heart. Mawla Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, we are not saying to you, come out for chilla and 3 chilla, just now in a few minutes tashkil is going to take place. We are not saying to you because this is some scheme that was thought up to prepare people to go for 40 days and 4 months. We are not saying to you, come out in the path of Allah for that. That is, we want to increase membership or we want to increase numbers in organization. No. We are saying to you, speak of the greatness of Allah. Come out in this environment. come out in the path of Allah, raise Allah's name, hymn the praises of Allah, glorify my Allah. Why? Allahu Akbar. Because it is the right of Allah. It is the right of Allah that His praises should be sung. Coming back to that expression in the beginning, we said, Allahu Akbar. Put these two verses together. The trees become pens. The waters of the ocean become ink. The entire creation of Allah right now. لَنَفِذَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَن تَنْفَذَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي وَلَوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا. The pens will come to an end. The waters of the oceans will come to an end. Multiplied 7 times. Insan will perish. Jinnat will perish. Anbiya will perish. Malaika will perish. Allah's kalimat, Allah's ta'rif, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal will never ever come to an end. Allahu Akbar. Every one of you, imagine Allah's greatness with everything that you have. All this put together, and Allah's greatness is even greater than that. This was the day and night of our beloved master, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alley to alley, gully to gully. This dar, this pain, this concern, this worry, connect one person with Allah. Connect one person with Allah. I'm going to terminate on one incident. Among sahaba, many sahaba had special distinctions. It is our aqidah, ijma, consensus of the ummah, that the greatest sahabi was Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But there were special distinctions that various sahaba had. Amongst them, amongst the galaxy of sahaba, one speciality, Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu had. What was that speciality? That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed him directly and said, Ya Muaz, inni uhibbuk. O Muaz, I love you. O Muaz, I love you. Yet 6 months before the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he could have waited 6 months more. But still, such was the demand of Dawat and Tabligh that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sends Muaz to Yemen 6 months before his demise. Such is the bond of love between Habib and Mahbub that Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam sending one Sahabi out in the path of Allah, making al-wida with him. My Nabi is walking. Muaz is on the camel. Such is the pain of separation that is mentioned in the riwayat right up to Juruf, 7 kilometers outside Medina. 7 kilometers. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is walking with Muaz. Finally he reaches Juruf. Ya Muaz, asa Allah talqani ba'da ami hada. Wa la'allaka tamurru bi masjidi hada wa bi qabri. He says, Muaz, after this year you will see me no more. When you come back to Madinah Munawwara, you will not find me. You will find my masjid and you will find my qabr. When Muaz hears this, فَبَكَى Muaz جَشْعًا لِفِرَاقِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. He burst into tears. Couldn't bear the pain of separation from Rasulullah. Sobbing and crying. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam averts his gaze, looks towards Madinah. Why? Because if Muaz could see the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his grief would get exacerbated. Why? Because the tears are pouring down the cheeks of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also. The pain of separation from one sahabi. Ya Mu'adh la tabki. Averts his gaze. And then he says, O Mu'adh, don't cry. Inna awla an-nasi bil muttaqun. Man kanu wa haythu kanu. You and I, Muslims of the 14 centuries of Islam, youth of South Africa, youth of the entire world, reciters of Kalima, followers of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through the barakat, through the blessing of the Qurbani of Muaz bin Jabal, are given a nuskha, nabawi prescription, direct from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O Muaz, inna awla an-nasi bil muttaqun, man kanu wa haythu kanu, wherever, whoever, whenever, camel age, space age, rocket age, Africa, Middle East, Europe, Asia, America, wherever, whoever, you will be close to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if you will come unto taqwa. If you will make your day the day of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your night the night of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muaz bin Jabal, when he goes to Yemen, first thing, Ya Ahl al-Yaman, Ana Rasulu Rasulillahi ilaykum. O people of Yemen, I am the Rasul of the Rasul of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has been sent to you. No other ummah had this. No other ummah had this. Ana Rasulu Rasulillah. Ulama say, Rasulullah, what does it mean? Messenger of Allah. One who delivers the message of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They say, what is the amal? What is the action? That is the misdaq. That is the living testimony of this title and laqab. Rasulullah. They say it is the amal of da'wat and tabligh. Da'wat and tabligh is the misdaq of Rasulullah. Ana Rasulu Rasulillahi ilaykum. I am the Rasul of the Rasul of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has been sent to you. This, we were sent, selected, chosen several thousand years before this ummah could come into existence. Allah addresses Dawud alayhi salam. Ya Dawud, inni faddaltu ummata Muhammad ala al-umami kulliha wa sanantu lahum as-sunan allati sanantuha ala al-anbiya wa iftaradtu alayhim al-faraid allati iftaradtuha ala al-anbiya. O Dawud, I have given fazilat, rank, superiority, status, nobility to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam over every other ummah. I made sunnat upon them, sunnat of anbiya. I made farz upon them, fariza of anbiya. Allah in the Quran, when Allah speaks of anbiya, Quran uses the word ijtiba. Who ijtiba? This word is used for anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. Adam alayhi salam, thumma ijtabahu rabbuhu fataba alayhi wahada. Yunus alayhi salam, fajtabahu rabbuhu faj'alahu min as-salihin. Ibrahim alayhi salam, ijtabahu wahadahu ila siratin mustaqim. Yusuf alayhi salam, wakadhalika yajtabika rabbuk. The ummah, the galaxy of anbiya, ijtabaynahum wahadaynahum. And for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for you and I, huwajtabakum, Allah chose you. I made sunnat upon them, sunnat of anbiya, farz upon them, fariza of anbiya. And if they will fulfill this, if they will fulfill this, hatta ya'tuni yawm al-qiyamah wa nuruhum mithlu nuri al-anbiya. They will come to me on the day of judgment and I will give them nur like the nur of the anbiya. I will give them nur like the nur of the anbiya. My respected brothers, don't look left, don't look right. The clock of life is ticking. You're standing up, you're giving your name. This is not a promise. There's no legal ramifications or repercussions. What this is dua. Not you, not I can take one step out in Allah's path without the acceptance of Allah. So this is dua. Ya Allah, accept me. This is investment for our whole life. This is to set us in the correct direction. So don't look left, don't look right. Those who haven't been for 4 months, we want naqad cash now. Who is ready from this majma? From the heart, stand up. Ya Allah, accept me. Ya Allah, accept me. Come, my respected brothers.
Come, my beloved brothers. Come, my brothers. Bismillah. Those brothers that are writing can stand up. It's been a long month for the youth. Examinations, and today also they travel from long distances. Allah Pak accept. Come, my brothers. 4 months in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Youngsters are going and coming. Don't get left out. Allah Pak will accept you. Mashura brothers sat down. They spoke about 4 months. They say we want 107 youngsters. 107 youngsters came in the Mashura that we want them to go out in the path of Allah. Stand up and proceed to your right, my dear brothers. Proceed to your left. Inshallah, the 4 months board is there. The brothers are waiting to receive you. Bismillah, proceed. They don't sit down. Come,
it's
my brothers.
It's not wealth that's going to take you by. Our Jamaat continue. Was in Malawi last week. Our Jamaat was in Malawi. They were giving us car guzari. Brothers there, they have a small plot of ground. They collect grain. They say some houses, the person had 12 bags of grain. That was the food for the whole year. He needed 6 bags of grain to go out in the path of Allah. The wife will say, if my husband, if I give you these 6 bags of grain, there's no more food in the house. They give a targhib. That type of qurbani, right on our doorstep. They don't know where their next meal is going to come from. No water and lights, no electricity. Yet the ijtima took place 95, 4 months. Cash jamaats came out in the path of Allah.
Mashallah.
My respected brothers, what are we waiting for? Come, my respected brothers.
Brothers, don't leave the gathering. This is an important part of the entire program. The tashkil to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To stand up, mashallah, 4 months, brothers. Bismillah, Allah will reward you, my brothers. Each and every one of you, there's so much of qualities within you. There's so much of good within you. You'll go in the path of Allah for 4 months. All of this will come out like how diamonds come out from a mine. Your valuable qualities will also show. Bismillah, stand up, brothers. As the brothers are giving their name, don't sit down. Proceed to the tashkil section. Come, brothers. On the extreme section of the masjid, they're receiving the brothers for 4 months. Bismillah, continue. Continue. There should be a stream of brothers non-stop going in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My young brothers, today people are talking about teams. People are talking about goals. People are talking about amassing in different places. And thousands of people are looking at the teams. When am I going to become the team that works for the goal of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? When am I going to give myself for this? Come my brothers, this is your opportunity. Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu anhu, as Hazrat Maulana spelt it out, that life that he had in his 30s, towards the end of his life, a young man gives it for the cause of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So many hundreds of years down the line, we still take his name with respect. You will give for Allah. You will give for the deen of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you in this world. Bless you at the time of death. Bless you in the qabr. And that day, when you meet your Nabi, you will see, my dear brothers, what and what you won't get, including the shade under the arsh of Allah. Come, my brothers, 4 months in the path of Allah. Our Zimidar brothers should encourage the youngsters. This is a time that the whole world is putting their hands on the youngsters' back. Go in this direction. Do this, you'll achieve that. Go there, you'll get this. This time, show them. Go out in the path of Allah. What you'll get, Allah will grant you that hidayat. Allah will open up the way for you. Come, my brothers, 4 months in the path of Allah. Now, my dear brothers, tashkil for 40 days. All those brothers for 4 months, stand up, bismillah, proceed to the tashkil section. Come, brothers, those brothers sitting on this side, hayal as-salah, you all proceed also for 4 months, mashallah. Don't remain here, go to the tashkil section. My dear brothers, this is an important part that Mashura brothers, they have said, we want 250 brothers for 40 days in the next coming days. Come, my brothers, who's ready for chilla? 40 days in the pot of Allah, bismillah. Stand up and give your name, bismillah. Stand up. Stand up, mashallah. Stand up, youngsters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you. He'll bless your parents, bless your locality, give you barakat in your risk, what and what you'll achieve. Stand up and go to the second section, that is tashkil. Mashallah, 40 days in the pot of Allah, chilla in the pot of Allah. One chilla is 40 days, and there's 940 days in 1 year. 940 days in 1 year. Now work out a youngster that is about 20 years old. 180 of this has passed in his life. We are asking for one now, my brothers. It's coming in your heart. They say when you selected for a team, that is the time to play. When the tashkil is coming in the heart, don't sit down and don't say tomorrow. Tomorrow doesn't come. Today is the tomorrow of yesterday. Come, my brothers, stand up in the path of Allah. Who's ready? Come, my brothers. MashaAllah. Bismillah. Youngsters, Allah Pak will bless you. In the Sahaba, Ridwanul Ta'ala Ali Majma'in, Musab bin Umair gave everything he had to this extent, my brothers, at the time when he's passing away. The sheet that is lifted, that's pulled to cover his head, his feet are exposed. And when he's covering the feet, the head is exposed. Finally, the feet are covered with leaves. My dear brothers, this was the condition which Sahaba gave everything. Today we are saying, go with your beddings, go with the vehicles. All this type of qurbani won't be taken for you. Tabligh is enjoyable. Tabligh for the youngster when he comes back and he gives his report, as you have heard after Asr, is not a dry effort. You will meet people, you will learn from them, you will see places, your experience will grow, your closeness to Allah, your obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the want of the commands of the Quran, that will come alive. The tabligh will bring vibrancy in that life of that youngster. Today, sitting behind the technological gadgets, sitting at home, it has become a dry life, no happiness. You ask a youngster, you want happiness? He's trying to go to exotic destinations for happiness. Go to the destination that is on Mashura. See what happiness Allah will give you. Stand up for chillah, my brothers. Come. 40 days in the path of Allah. Bismillah. Proceed. Proceed, brothers. Tashkil brothers are all over. Send the brothers for 40 days, mashallah. This is Makbul Majma. Come, my brothers. Mashallah. Go, my brother. This is the time. This is the time for you. This is the second section that is for 40 days in the path of Allah. Allah will accept you. Come, my brothers. There's more and more brothers. When the time of tashkil comes, that thought lingers, should I go or shouldn't I go? Ask that youngster, ask that person that went in the path of Allah, that when he hesitated and finally made up his mind, he cries. There's many occasions of crying. One of the occasions a person cries out of joy also, that finally I found what I'm looking for. So brothers, come, another 50 names for 40 days. MashaAllah. Bismillah. Come, my friends. Don't remain standing. Go into the tashkil section. Come, brothers. It's coming in your heart. Yeah, in the center, mashallah. Come, my brothers. Allah will accept you. Allah will give you barakat. Brothers, while the 40-day saathis are going there, we've also got a tashkil that is for 20 days and less. 20 days and less. Can we have those brothers standing up, mashallah? Your qurbani is also accepted. Your qurbani is also appreciated. You have got these qualities in you. You want to give time. So the Mashura brother said, give them a chance. 20 days in a path of Allah. 10 days in a path of Allah. 15 years and above. Come, my brothers. There should be nobody left here. The tashkil section should be filled. It should be brimming with names. So much so, like it was described, their papers should get finished and their pen should run dry, but the tashkil should not stop. That's how many brothers should move. Go, my brothers, mashallah. Clear this entire section. Go in the path of Allah. Bismillah. Come, my brother, go. Allah will accept you. Come, brothers, clear this section. Go. 20 days, 10 days in the path of Allah. Your jamaats that have come complete, this is a time for you. Move in the path of Allah. You will move, you will improve. Allah will take work from you. Many a times a person asks, somebody that is 50 years, 30 years in tabligh, how did you come? He says, you know that one program that took place in Junction, that one program that took place in Grey Street, today your tabligh journey is starting. This time you're coming out in the path of Allah for 10 days. To you it might seem it's only 10 days, but the journey up ahead, the different parts of the world that Maulana described, Allah will take you to those parts of the world. So come, brothers, 10 days, bismillah. 10 days in the path of Allah. Come, my brothers. Don't remain standing here. Clear this entire section. Come, brothers, bismillah. Come, my brothers, 14, 15 years of age. Allah will accept you. Go to the tashkil section. Bhai Muhammad is waiting for you all. Go there, my brothers. What about brothers from here? Maulana, make them ready, inshallah. Tashkil satis, bismillah, take them. Usher them towards the tashkil section. Allah will accept, inshallah. Brothers, last tashkil, 5 days and 3 days. Who says we're ready for 5 days and 3 days? Come. Bismillah, there's some brothers, mashallah. Teacher sahab, take them to the tashkil section. Maulana, take them to the tashkil section, mashallah. Muhammad, guide them this way, mashallah. Send them there, inshallah. Send them there. Allah accept, brothers. Some of you have traveled from this afternoon. You have come from hundreds of kilometers. We have seen you. You are tired, but for Allah's sake, I'm standing up. For Allah's sake, I'm giving what I have within me. Allah will bless you. You will see unimaginable amount of benefit. Come, my brothers. MashaAllah. Bismillah. Bismillah. Come. 5 days and 3 days. Go, my brothers. MashaAllah. That. Listen to that man. Go with him, MashaAllah. He's encouraging you for good. Youngsters over here in the front, MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Come, brothers, with the blue kurta. Bismillah. Go. Allah accept you. Come. Mauli Musa, send them, inshallah. Allah pak kabul, mashallah. Quite a few. This is it, my brothers, mashallah. Enough time will be given for wudu. Enough time will be given for a person to sort himself out. This is tashkil time. It's an important time. Maulana went to the limit to explain to us our challenges. How will this come right, youngsters? I have to make effort. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّمْ سُبُلَنَا. Allah will open up roads of hidayat. Some of us just say we came for the program. I came because my masjid brothers brought me. I came because my mother said I must come. I came because my father said I must come. But now that I'm here, I'm seeing hundreds of youth going in the path of Allah. How can I get left? How can I get left? In this world, Allah save us, but when autographs are being given, at that time a person is wishing that even if he got a piece of paper or a small receipt, An autograph must be signed there. Today your wish should be that a tashkil paper should have my name. That is my autograph, my brothers. So who just came for the program? But you see, I just came to hear the talk. I wanted to learn something. But I'm taking cue from this and going, mashallah. Come, my brothers, mashallah. That's it. More and more stand up. Allah kabul, mashallah. Allah kabul, mashallah. Allah accept, my dear brothers. Allah ta'ala will make us see that day when we meet Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and all the challenges that were in front of us. But for the sake of Imamul Anbiya, Ahmad Mustafa, Muhammad Mustafa, for the sake of his deen, I sacrifice this youth. Many youth are saying, Molna, I got a holiday. Our Haji Bhai Padhya Rahmatullah say, turn the holiday into holy day. Don't have holes in this holiday that if you come back, you can't repair them. Sometime with a puncture, you can fix it up with a patch. Sometime you can fix it up with a mushroom patch. But sometime you cannot fix that puncture. Don't get punctured in this vacation that a person after that is damaged. And another excuse the youngsters gives, that I'm working for my pocket money. Allah brought you into this world. What pocket you had, my brothers? What pocket you had? In Arabic you say, jayb. Don't look at your jayb. Don't look at your jayb. Look at the ghaib. This is the time to spend in the path of Allah. This is the time to give myself over for the sake of deen. Whether it's 4 months, whether it's 40 days, whether it's 10 days, I must give it my all. When I will give, man amalana rabiha, who works for our cause, who works for our mission, Allah will give you the commission. In this world, a youth, Maulana spoke extensively about abstention, the one that has persistence in resistance, Allah will send his assistance. Come, my brothers, mashallah, more and more. Give your name to the tashkil, brothers. There's not a time to talk. There's not a time to hold up the tashkil. Go all out, my dear friends. Yeah. Brothers, one more tashkil. Mawlana Umar Saab, rahmatullah alayhi rahmatan wasiya, wa ala allahumma ratibahu, wa ala allahumma ratibahu, you should say. After tashkil, you say, who will read 5 times a day namaz with jamaat? Put your hands up, inshallah. Come, my brothers, 5 times a day with jamaat in the masjid. This is the final tashkil. Hazrat Mawlana will make dua. After that, enough time will be given for relieving yourself, wudu, and come and complete your sunnah. Make dua. No, it's all right, ma. What time is Isha? But just give us the 9 o'clock, is that? Yeah,
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهل فصل وسلم على سيدنا محمد كما أنت أهل وفعل بنا ما أنت أهل فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا ندعوك الله وندعوك الرحمن وندعوك البر الرحيم وندعوك بأسمائك الحسنى كلها ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم أن تغفر لنا وترحمنا لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اغفر لأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن سيئات أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم أهد أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم أهد الإنس والجان اللهم افتح أبواب الهداية اللهم أخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور وجنبهم الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن اللهم أصلح شباب المسلمين اللهم استخدمنا واستخدمهم لخدمة دينك بالإخلاص والاستقامة والعافية اللهم خذ بناصيتنا للبر والتقوى وعذنا من شر الشيطان وشركه يا قوي يا عزيز اللهم إنك تسمع كلامنا وترى مكاننا وتعلم سرنا وعلانيتنا ولا يخفى عليك شيء من أمرنا نحن البائسين الفقراء المستغيثين المستجيرين الوجلين المشفقين المقرين المعترفين بذنوبنا نسألك مسألة المساكين ونبتهل إليك ابتهال المذنب الذليل وندعوك دعاء الخائف الضرير دعاء من خضعت لك رقبتهم وذل لك جسمهم ورغم لك أنفهم وفاضت لك عبرتهم. اللهم لا تجعلنا بدعائك شقيا وكلنا رؤوفا رحيما يا خير المسؤولين ويا خير المعطين. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة. اللهم إنا نسألك الفردوس الأعلى وما قرب إليها من الأقوال والأعمال، ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك، ونعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم وما قرب إليها من الأقوال والأعمال. ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم، إن عذابها كان غراما، إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماع مرحوما، واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما، ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقي ولا محروما. برحمتك ومنك وفضلك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومتعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، والحمد لله.